The phrase, belonging to God, carries a very special peace that is found in no other way. Brother David Johnson will use those three words as a sermon topic on this Words of Life program. We thank God for the churches of Christ and dedicated individuals who pray for and contribute to this program. Words of Life has been funded and presented in this way for over 70 years, and as God has supplied for us, we thank Him. As we open this program today, we present songs of praise for our Lord. Prayer is a wonderful avenue that allows us to talk to God. Please pray with me. Holy Father, we come before you in prayer, first thanking you for all of the blessings that are ours. You have given us salvation to all who accept your Son. We likewise thank you for all of the material things that we enjoy in this life. Bless each of our listeners with health, peace, and a life that lives for Jesus. Please also be with each one who is serving you and strengthen them as they face persecution. As always, we ask that we will be found ready for Jesus to call us to himself. In the name of Jesus we pray, amen. Brother David Johns will now present Belonging to God.
Thank you for listening to these Words of Life broadcasts. As we listen and read and study the Word of God, so very important in the life of a believer, and for a seeker seeking to know God. The title for the lesson is Belonging to God. 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 4 through 10 is our text in the New Testament. Please listen to the Word of God. As you come to him, the living stone, rejected by men, but chosen by God and precious to him, you also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. For in Scripture it says, "See, I lay a stone in Zion, a chosen and precious cornerstone, and the one who trusts in him will never be put to shame. Now, to you who believe, this stone is precious. But to those who do not believe, the stone builders rejected has become the capstone, and a stone that causes men to stumble, and a rock that makes them fall. They stumble because they disobey the message, which is also what they were destined for. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy." Precious words and truths from the Word of God. Paul Enzinger was a top American professional golfer. He won 12 times on the PGA Professional Golf Association Tour, including the coveted PGA Championship in 1993, which he won in a sudden-death playoff against Greg Norman. He stated, quote, "Although it's great to be called a PGA Tour player, it's greater to be called a PGA champion. But I don't think there's any greater gift that is mine than to be called a child of God." End quote. Great testimony from this athlete, professional golfer. As Christians, how much do we really appreciate who we are in Christ Jesus? Also, every genuine Christian should reflect honestly as to his or her spiritual life assessment. We are in Christ, but are we growing in Christ? How precious is our relationship to God through Christ? In Peter's first epistle, chapter 2, it's about growing spiritually. The Apostle Peter had spent some time in the twilight zone of spiritual regression to be able to relate to it and warn against falling backwards, going backwards, regression. Our text, 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 4 through 10, will help us understand the importance of moving forward in our faith and growing up spiritually together with other Christians in God's spiritual family, the church. Verse 4. "As you come to him, the living stone, rejected by men but chosen by God and precious to him," of course, we have here the very first step, which is come to him. That is to accept and receive Christ Jesus through repentant faith, confession, and baptism. Jesus Christ is the living stone. This is both a figure of speech and a paradox. Living stone is from the Old Testament imagery, found, for example, in Psalm 118 and verse 22, and in Isaiah chapter 8 and verse 14, which emphasizes that Messiah is the cornerstone, and paradoxically, the stone that causes people to stumble spiritually. He is living, raised out from amongst the dead, therefore a living stone whom has a living relationship with saved humanity. Yet most have rejected him, in spite of him having been chosen as Redeemer by God, God the Father, as eternally precious and of infinite value. But they do not believe it. They're unbelievers. Verse 5, you also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house, to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. The decision to believe in Christ Jesus admits an individual into a spiritual building program. When anyone comes to Christ as the living stone, a new stone is added to God's spiritual building, that is, Christ's church, the Church of Christ. Christians are God's temple, under the power and influence of the Holy Spirit, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 16. Together, in the church, Christians function as a holy priesthood, meaning Christians have immediate and direct access to God through the blood of Jesus Christ, as Old Testament Levitical priests did toward God. As New Testament priests, we offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God. Our spiritual sacrifices, beyond prayer, thanksgiving, praise, and repentance, include offering our bodies as living sacrifices to God for His service and for His worship, as according to Romans chapter 12 and verse 1. Offering our financial gifts and our offering of practical, loving service to other people. The imagery Peter uses is of God building a spiritual house, putting all Christians in their proper places as living stones. In 1 Peter chapter 2 and verses 6 through 8, Peter applies three Old Testament passages using the stone imagery to showcase Christ's position as chief cornerstone of a new spiritual house, the church, which was foreordained by God. That same stone, Christ, is also a stumbling stone that brings down the unbelievers in judgment because they reject Christ in unbelief, in unrepentance. Verses 6 through 8. For in Scripture it says, "See, I lay a stone in Zion, a chosen and precious cornerstone, and the one who trusts in him will never be put to shame." Isaiah chapter 28, verse 16. Now to you who believe, this stone is precious. But to those who do not believe, the stone the builders rejected has become the capstone. Psalm 118 and verse 22. And a stone that causes men to stumble, and a rock that causes them to fall, or makes them fall. Isaiah chapter 8, verse 14. They stumble because they disobey the message, which is also what they were destined for. Many years ago, I went into a county jail attempting to share the good news of Jesus Christ to twice prisoners of Satan and prisoners of the state. Most ignored me, some desired prayer, and interacted with me through the jail, iron bars, with questions. This was a county jail. Through the jail iron bars with questions. But I still remember one prisoner who just railed at me with anger, utterly disobeying and disrespecting and rejecting Christ and myself as a fraud, as frauds, representing a farce. This poor prisoner didn't understand just how far he had fallen. in the midst of a culture that stumbles over Jesus Christ, disobeys the message of Christ, the gospel, and ridicules those who receive Christ, believers can easily become discouraged. So Peter laid out in ascending order some of the marvelous spiritual riches that believers have in Christ. These words should encourage us and reinforce to us the value God places on each and every believer. It also ties Christians to the Old Testament heritage of God's people, Israel, as some of the phrases come also from Exodus chapter 19 and verse 6, verses 9 and 10. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into His wonderful light. Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. Let's break this down. A chosen people applied to the church emphasizes God's loving initiative in bringing people to Himself. God's initiative, and allowing us to be part of His church, called out of the world. A royal priesthood reminds us as believers in Christ that we are priests with direct access to God, that serve royalty, the King of Kings. We are part of God's forever kingdom, and that's royal as we remain in Christ. A holy nation establishes that God has sanctified, set apart the church for His worship and service, and that's holy. A chosen people, a people belonging to God, and a people of God all emphasize God's ownership in our lives. Throughout history, God has claimed for Himself His own people, Israel, His original chosen people, and the church, which can be comprised of both Jew and Gentile, as His prized possessions. A very ordinary thing acquires a new, greater value if it has been possessed by some famous person. For example, several years ago, an auction was held that focused on sports memorabilia. Dan Quayle, for example, he was an ex-senator from the state of Indiana in America and also became a vice president of the United States under the first president named Bush. He had a Little League uniform. And Michael Jordan, an ex-National Basketball Association superstar in America. He had running shoes, which were up for auction. Although in themselves, these items, a Little League uniform, Little League baseball uniform, and a running shoes, or basketball, I guess they were running shoes of Michael Jordan, this superstar, basketball superstar, these items in themselves were of little value. They both, however, sold for incredible, at auction, for incredible amounts of money, simply because of who had owned them. Peter's repeated emphasis of the term people is that we are, as believers, those who are actually basically ordinary people, we nevertheless acquire immense new value because we belong to God and are possessed by God, who were bought and paid for at a tremendous cost by God, God in the flesh, the atoning death of the only begotten Son of God, Jesus Christ. All of this has come to believers, not because they deserve it, not because we deserve it, or have somehow earned it, but only because of God's grace, God's mercy. Those who come to Christ through genuine faith receive God's mercy in tangible form, forgiveness, and eternal life. Therefore, as it includes in verse 9, we should declare the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into His wonderful light. Silence or pride should not stop our proclaiming of the tremendous good news of Jesus Christ in a bad news world. Belonging to God is the ultimate prize, well worth sharing. Two men sat side by side, passengers on an airliner. They struck up an interesting conversation. One man stated, "I'm in the figure salon business. We can change a woman's self-concept of herself by changing her body. It's really a very profound, life-changing thing. We're a national organization. We are the fastest-growing company of our kind in the nation." Then he asked, "What do you do?" These two passengers on an airliner. The second man responded, "It's interesting. We have similar interests. You are in the body-changing business. I'm in the personality-changing business." "Really?" the first man replied. "Do you have an office here in the city?" "Oh, yes. We have many offices up and down the state. In fact, we are national. We're even international, with offices everywhere." "How did you manage that?" "It's a family business, a family concern. It's a father and son business, actually. They run everything." Of course, also the Holy Spirit. The figure salon businessman asks, "It must take a lot of capital to run a business like that." Second man, "In fact, those of us in the organization have a saying about our leader. He owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. "Oh, he's into ranching also?" "No, it's just a saying. We use it to indicate his wealth." The first man became even more inquisitive, and he asked, "What's it like to work for your company?" Second man, "It's really something to experience. We have a spirit that pervades the organization. It works like this. The father and the son love each other so very much that their love filters down through the organization so that we all find ourselves loving one another also." "But do you have good benefits?" the first man asked. Second man, "They're actually rather substantial. In fact, the benefits are out of this world. Guaranteed life insurance and even fire insurance. You might not believe this, but it's true. I have holdings in a mansion that's being built for me for my retirement." "Do you have all that in your business?" First man, "You know, one thing bothers me about all you've been saying about your organization. I've read many business journals, and if your organization is all you say it is, why haven't I heard about it before?" "Now, that's a very good question," the second man said. "Because after all, we have a 2,000-year-old tradition, but many don't openly talk about it." First man, "Wait a minute." Second man, "You're right," I interrupted. "I'm talking about the church. I'm talking about Jesus Christ." First man, "I knew it. You know, I'm Jewish." Second man, "That's okay. Our head man is Jewish. Want to join up and belong to God? How's your witness for Christ?" We can use regular conversation and bring Jesus into the conversation if you're willing.
Yes, for me. Yeah.
We can thank God for Brother Johnson's sermon. If you would like to have a free CD of this and last week's program, please write to us and request program 2414. That's 2414. If you have questions about this sermon or our ministry, feel free to write to us. We look forward to hearing from you. We are scheduled to present another program just 1 week from today at this same time and station. Please plan now to listen. It is our blessing to tell you that Words of Life is an international program heard on a variety of stations throughout the world. Our mailing address is Words of Life, Post Office Box 221, Sellersburg, Indiana 47172, USA. Let me repeat that. Words of Life, Post Office Box 221, Sellersburg, Indiana 47172, USA. Please let us know the call letters of this radio station when you write. Our email address is wol1radio@gmail.com. That's wol1radio@gmail.com. You can listen to Words of Life programs anytime you want by logging on to our website at wordsofliferadio.net. That's wordsofliferadio.net. Our newsletter is also available on this page. This is Wayne Hobbs inviting you to tune in again next week for another program from Words of Life.